Hello，大家好，我是 Susan，欢迎收听苏珊教美语。今天呢，我们要跟大家讲授的是三个常见会混淆的单词：air、gas、atmosphere。第一个单词 air，就是我们常见的空气啊，空气。那么 gas 呢，它有气体的意思啊，比如说我们常用的煤气、天然气都用 gas。那么汽车加油也用 gas，比如说 gas station 叫加油站，对吧？汽车加的这个汽油呢也叫 gas 啊。那么 atmosphere 呢可以只是围绕在我们地球这个上空的这个大气层、大气、气压、空气的这个大气啊，用 atmosphere。那另外 atmosphere 呢还可以表示氛围的意思。啊，那么 air 呢除了表示空气呢，还有表示的是某人流露出来的态度，比如说 she carried an air of superiority，她有一种优越感。she carried an air of superiority 就是 super 的一个衍生的用法啊，superiority 啊，就是优越的意思。好，那么 atmosphere 表示氛围啊。OK，我们来看三个例句，比如说 "The room was so stuffy that it felt like there was no air." Felt like 就是 feel like 的过去式啊，就是表示感觉好像。The room was so stuffy that it felt like there was no air。屋子里很不通风，感觉好像没有空气。The room was so stuffy that it felt like there was no air。Did you remember to switch off the gas? Did you remember to switch off the gas? 你记得关掉煤气了吗？Switch off，switch 就是开关的啊，switch off 就是开关关掉的意思啊，switch off 关掉开关。Did you remember to switch off the gas? Despite the argument which took place earlier, the atmosphere was amicable. Despite the argument which took place earlier, the atmosphere was amicable. 尽管之前发生了争执，但是气氛还是友善的。在这里，atmosphere 是气氛，对吧？Amicable 呢，amicable 就是友善的、友好的，相当于 friendly。Argument 就是争论、争执。Despite 就尽管啊，那么还有一个单词叫 took place 就是 take place 的过去式，take place took place 就是发生，相当于 happen。那我们把这句话念一下：Despite the argument which took place earlier, the atmosphere was amicable。好，我们把三句再来连起来读一遍啊。The room was so stuffy that it felt like there was no air. Did you remember to switch off the gas? Despite the argument which took place earlier, the atmosphere was amicable. 好啦，那我们今天的这个三个单词的辨析你学会了吗？啊，也欢迎大家订阅我的微信公众号 Susan 教美语，或者是我的微信，我的新浪微博 @Susan 教美语，每周一到周五跟您分享啊更多地道好玩实用的英文知识。OK, see you, bye bye.